Let's talk some Formula One Grand Prix. It's just 81 days, 20 hours, 28 minutes and 35 seconds till the Formula One Grand Prix at Albert Park. Man who knows all about it, you hear him here with Kevin Bartlett on 1116 SEN. Kev's F1 expert is Jeff Harris. G'day, Jeff.
G'day, Kevin. How are you?
Good. Happy New Year to you, mate.
Yes, and you too, Kevin.
And the new year brings with it a whole new, or at least a number of changes to the Formula One sport. And can you take us through what will be different in 2017,
yes.
Jeff?
Yes, quite a big shake-up in the rules, Kevin, which will what the fans in the stands will see will be cars with bigger wings this year, the front and rear wings, and also the much fatter tyres, which, if you remember back perhaps a quarter of a century when the tyres were much wider than what they have been in recent years. I think this is one of the things that Formula One goes through. The tyres got narrower because certainly under the previous head of World Motorsport, Max Mosley, a couple of times they tried to trim back the speeds by narrowing the tyres, and they reintroduced grooves on the tyres, which was a way to bring the cars back from the edge of it, if you like, so that they weren't pushing the safety barriers too much. Yes, they'll have these wider tyres, more aggressive aerodynamics, which will be reflected in those front and rear wings. They'll also crank a bit more power out of what are not just engines these days, but what are called power units. So apart from the internal combustion engine, which is a V6 engine now, you have also the turbocharger and the energy recovery system. So much more complex than what they were in the days of V8s and V10s. Yes, they'll crank out more power. I think.
Will they go faster, Jeff?
Well, they will go faster, Kevin, because of, well, all of these things. The combination of the of a bit more power, the wider tyres, which will make it easier to get that power to the ground, and also the aerodynamics, which is perhaps, well, the aerodynamic factor is probably the big plus for the Red Bull team that Daniel Ricciardo drives for, because they've got the man who is, if you like, Mr. Aerodynamics, Adrian Newey. And I know if you're sitting in the stands, you perhaps don't... You see the look of the car, but you perhaps don't have the appreciation of what all those curves and whatnot in the car are doing. But Adrian Newey is the guy who understands aerodynamics better than anyone in the game. And so that's traditionally been Red Bull's strength. Where they've lost out in recent years, certainly since the switchover in 2014 to these hybrid cars with the internal combustion engine plus the other elements, is that the Renault engine that Red Bull have been using has been well down on power compared to the Musk.
So the changes with the fatter tyres and the wings being bigger on the end, it's not just to make it a more impressive visual thing. It actually has aerodynamics and speed factors that that'll benefit from it as well.
Well, all of those things. I think they've been under pressure to liven the show up.
Yep.
You might recall that when these hybrids came in 2014, there was a lot of fuss that they weren't loud enough in particular.
Absolutely.
While they have been able to crank up the sound a bit, it's still not what Formula One, you know, the purest Formula One fans would want to hear. And to be quite frank, while ever they've got these hybrid engines, it won't be.
It's still egg beater versus raw, isn't it, really?
Yes, or sewing machines even, some people would say. yes, and that's a pity because really what we've seen is that Formula One, in a way, the manufacturers have come to have so much more leverage. So they want these hybrid engines because that's the way they're going with road cars, this kind of technology.
Yep.
But from a purely sporting sense, which is really where the little chap Bernie Eccleston really came from traditionally, is that they want the show, they want the noise, perhaps they want the cars, you know, getting a bit offline, you know, the tails kind of hanging out a bit or whatever, and the tyres smoking and all those things. So that's kind of the competing interests there, which, you know, obviously clash. And as I say, I think the balance has really swung in favour of the manufacturers, and Eccleston, to a degree, has lost control of the situation.
Okay. Now, Nico Rosberg, his replacement, I mean, it's going to be a very unusual year for that in itself, but his replacement, is that likely to be named soon?
Yes, Kevin, it could come tonight even, I think, our time. And it looks very much as though it's going to be a Finnish guy, Valtteri Bottas, who is the same age as Daniel Ricciardo. He's been driving for Williams, which was once a great team, but in latter years has not been so great. They did pick up at one point. I think they got back to third in the World Championship, but they fell away again last year. And, I can see why Bottas is getting the job, because the guy who runs the Mercedes team, obviously the team that has won the World Championship the past 3 years, and for which Nico Rosberg won last year and then promptly retired, Toto Wolff, the guy who's the team principal there, actually was a major shareholder in Williams before he got the job with Mercedes. And he's been involved in the management of this guy, Valtteri Bottas. So he's had a fondness for him. But I think he's actually been a bit of a disappointment, really, Bottas, in Formula One. So I think he's going to be very much a bridesmaid to Hamilton. We saw this year, well, last year, that Hamilton won 10 races and Rosberg 9. They won all but two of the races for the year. I think with Bottas there, it might be more that that Hamilton be winning up to 19, and Bottas perhaps none, or maybe just jagging one if Hamilton has a day when he doesn't finish.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see who gets that gig. Hey, Jeff, conversation for another day I want to have with you is talk about some of the Aussies coming up underneath Daniel Ricciardo, because I know there's a couple of boys, in particular one from out the western side of town that we want to have a chat about. We'll do that at another time. Maybe next week we can catch up with Jeff Harris, our F1 expert here on 1116 SEN.